Live, everybody. Ooh, spooky. This is episode 36.
Oh, that was more of a surprised Hank Hill, but sure, spooky.
To be spooky. Spookums.
You're spooky.
This is episode 36, Rannik Revealed of Rise of the Star-Lords. Courtesy of Shades this week, we've got the scenario put forth to you is, if your character dies, does your crew have to clear your infosphere search history? And then a bonus to this is, name one sphere address that is seen before it's all deleted. Who here feels the most prepared to answer?
Ah, shoot. Well, I mean, so that last part kind of threw me off there because I was going to say, well, Ava doesn't use the infosphere, but now I feel compelled to come up with something. Perfect. It's not necessarily like an infosphere site, but like you can see typed into the search bar a string of like Google questions, like how do I do this with the computer, that like how do I make searching for different,
how do I use Google,
yeah, how do I Google this.
I was almost expecting you to it to be either a bunch of queries on like how to properly taxidermy goblins or a bunch of queries asking how to interact normally with people.
No, and like how to interact do normal things with technology. Like, oh no, here we go. It's what is a Google and stuff like that.
I think you need Spoogle.
Yeah. What is a Spoogle?
Legally distinct Spoogle.
Space Oogle. It's a space Oogle.
How do I make a space?
All right. What about Lahan, Nick?
Oh, I was busy talking in chat. What was the question?
Okay, so if your character were to die, does your crew have to clear your infosphere search history? And then the bonus question is, name one sphere address seen before it's all deleted.
Surprisingly, yes. And the don't ask questions you don't want to know the answers to.
Fair.
I mean, that
fair.
Just sounds like
imaginations
a
go wild, y'all.
that's exactly the idea.
All right. What about Jacinto, Tom?
Jacinto isn't searching for anything that's nasty, but I can't help but be reminded of the Mabim Bam goof, blast my cash, where they spend like, you know, 5-10. I don't know if any of you listen to Mabim Bam, but McElroy Brothers, good stuff, advice show, where they really just goof on things, and they were riffing on, you know, when you die, this exact situation. It's like, if there's one thing you do for me, blast my cash. So that said, Jacinto probably wouldn't have anything in his search history that he would like request deleted. No.
Did you see Ninja's question? Does he get pop-up ads for Miracle-Gro?
Oh, yeah. Real annoying.
Yeah. So much Miracle-Gro.
Whole different connotation.
Yeah.
All right. Lapis, what about Finn?
So Finn wouldn't, like, ask to have his search history or anything cleared out. I don't think he searches for anything weird. If somebody were to go through it, they'd find semi-odd things like Hobgoblin anatomy, like trying to figure out like what's going on there. Because I mean, like if you think about it, like there's a bunch of different species and stuff, and like they probably don't do good sex ed in space schools.
Especially no, probably
I
not.
Feel like Finn probably didn't. Was not the most studious.
Hobgoblins are odd.
Based on what you sent me, he might not have been the most studious.
Nah, he didn't do very well in school, anyways.
Well, there's like 150 races at this point. You can't possibly cover that in, you know.
Act World sex ed has got to be like horribly inadequate.
Or.
Yeah, but see, it's odds.
Or sex ed in the Pact Worlds is. It's like a remote learning program with like a VR headset, and you have species specific teachers. So at least everyone's covered on the bases in regards to themselves.
Lewd?
Wasn't sure where you were going with the VR headset.
Yeah, I wasn't going anywhere creepy. It was just like, so that way they're not getting a little bit from 150 species. At least they know what's going on with themselves.
Or maybe it's
going
like
through
a whole,
their equivalent through of puberty.
Maybe it's like a whole semester instead of like...
everyone has a mandatory 4-year degree and it's just sex ed.
You gotta learn like 200 species, man.
Or the coursework varies depending on like you fill out a questionnaire at the beginning to see what you're into, and then they'll build a course just for that.
Just made being a sex worker a lot more complicated.
Yeah.
Oh, I feel like that's got to be like
a master's
equivalent.
All right, we're down a very strange rabbit hole. Can we play some Starfinder?
Yeah, let's play some Starfinder.
Y'all are welcome.
Last we left off, our heroes killed the last of the Grawls and the drone donkey rat. And then you returned the possessions to the Black Arrows, accumulating a couple other things in the process. Nick, if you haven't, you maybe look at the loot sheet. I think there's a couple things that haven't been claimed that maybe will interest you. I'm not sure. And then you decided to camp out for the evening after burning the house to the ground. They set up this very elaborate, like, accelerant everywhere, all sorts of stuff. They did not want that anything left of the house or the laboratory slash barn.
I got some of the brew. I saved some.
Oh yeah, you used the moonshine as accelerant, and then you saved some of it
for later.
Yeah, and then you camped out, and Ava did some scavenging, and Jacinto used a spell gem he's been holding on to since like episode 2 or something, and it used mega vitamin to feed everybody for the evening.
And I'm super excited.
We're starting on a new dawn. And you've got 3 Black Arrows with you: Jakardros Sovark, Kaven Windstrike, and Vale Temros. A human, a Belida, and a Phantomite. The last of the Black Arrows. And I believe Lahan has sworn herself to their service canonically.
What?
Yep. All of her worldly possessions as well.
These mother prongers are just like making flame up about what happened last week, and I have no idea what to think.
You also adopted
Tyler
6
in here
baby
to play your character, and he like hucked you off a bridge.
That's
no,
true.
Remember, Chad? Yeah, back us up, Chad.
With being hucked off a bridge. To be fair, Tyler hucked Nindan off a bridge, totally in character. Like Nindan.
Oh yeah, no, it was 100%. I was so proud. I was like, yes, Tyler gets it. Tyler knows what it is.
Definitely the character I'm playing. Yes.
He knows me so well. We're the same player. I hope you understand that.
I think you are, which is why Patrick wants to trade you.
I think Leif and I play probably pretty similarly. Like when we were on that bridge with that giant clam, we both fully intended to jump off the bridge. I just got pulled off before I could.
don't hold me to anything with Catch right now. He's
I think we're both willing to do the same things, and we both think the same things are probably fun. At least a lot of the same things. Like, I was excited to almost die.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, it's an exciting moment. It happens so rarely in Starfinder. Yeah.
So we're the sun is rising as, I guess, this little biosphere floating through space sort of rotates around towards the system's sun. And you all, it's early morning. There's a little bit of dew. It's a little chilly out. What would you all be... What's your guys' plans for the day?
Well, it sounds like we need to take back Space Fort Rannick, Space Fortress, Space Fort.
I've been referring to it as Fortress because it reminds me of an anime whose name is slipping my mind right now.
Yeah. So, right, that's what we decided last week because
You were sent to figure out why there was a communications blackout. You know that now. And Jakardros, I've asked for your assistance, and you guys seem to be willing to go that extra mile.
Oh, yeah.
Were we sent? I thought we just decided to go.
We were sent by the corrupt mayor guy of the city.
It was two things. Like, you had information pointing you in this direction, just in the general direction of Turtleback Ferry, but the mayor, the Lord Commander, sorry, of Magnamar Station was like, hey, we've had zero communication with these folks. I'm going to exile you for a brief period of time to punish you for the killings at the processing plant. And please go check on the Black Arrows, because I've gotten zero information from them, and Turtleback Ferry has been sending messages saying what's going on.
Right.
Okay. So yes, that is the plan. We're going to hop aboard our little... Oh, that's what it was. Yeah. Last week, we were already on our way, weren't we?
I don't know if you actually... I remember the camping was the last bit, and I did not have time today to listen to the last like half hour just to make sure.
Maybe the plan was to start coming this way. Yeah.
We ended and we were like saddling up, ready, getting ready to go.
Yeah.
So the next morning we get up, Cinto and Artanya pack their little things, and we hop into the Entercopter, I think.
Yeah, your recon Entercopter.
Yeah,
Entercopter.
And
Ava's gonna hitch a ride on the bird's back with whoever is flying it.
That bird is the companion of Jakardros.
Yes, she's gonna ride with Jakardros.
Ooh.
I'm gonna hop in the helicopter.
Romance.
Nothing like
that. We got another romance.
No.
Four.
Not every character interaction is romantic.
It's just fun to poke fun at Ava about it.
She hops up there and everybody's all like whispering, and she's up there and she's like, so what's our battle plan?
So how many goblin ears do you have?
Jakardros is what as he's smearing
flirting. That's Ava's flirting. No,
Jakardros is like what as he's smearing war paint on Kib's face.
Jeez.
Yes, Kib has war paint. All right.
Yeah. So yeah, you can follow the beacons after saddling up, piling into the Entercopter, or riding in tandem on Kib through the beautiful stars, between these swirling asteroids glittering in the system sun. And you can follow those beacons towards Fort Rannoch. What you see before you is a fairly large asteroid, of which about half of it has been built into... It's not like shaped like a ship. It's shaped like a station built into an asteroid. There's like a big metal hull, just like half of a 12-sided die, whatever that shape is. Why am I drawing a blank on that? Not icosahedron. That's a d20.
Dodecahedron.
Yeah, like it's like you take a dodecahedron and smashed it into an asteroid, and you can in the distance you can see. Like, you can zoom in with your sensors and whatnot, and you can see, like, there's a couple airlocks. You see a orange energy field covering the section that's man-made, that's not rock. And I believe I mentioned it last time, but that is a deflector shield. And I'm going to bring us over to the map here, and I'll throw some tokens on it so you can see what I've done here.
What have you done?
What have I done? I did a lot of photoshopping is what I did.
I can look at the stream.
How exciting!
Oh no, with Jet controlling the stream, we have GM view.
Oh no, it should not be on that one. It should be, look away from the stream. Look away. I have to go into Streamlabs. Streamlabs did a bad.
Looks closer at the stream.
My view of the stream is like so small. I just have like I have it like reduced all the way up the corner. I can't even tell.
What's going on? What? Why is Ava in space?
Oh no!
Nice.
Spies. The one place that hasn't been corrupted by capitalism.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it has been.
I don't know, man. SpaceX, though.
Yeah, I'm gonna say Elon.
Don't don't ruin my Tim Curry quotes.
All right, I'm just gonna have to ask my players to super not look at the stream because for some reason Streamlabs is not recognizing my window with the player view.
It is what it is. Our audience will just know everything GM knows.
They will. I agree with that. Just don't shout out warnings, people.
Look out!
It's like the horror movies. Like, hey, yo, don't go in there. The bad guy is in there.
Your tokens in the bottom right. Hopefully, you guys can see what's going on the map. No,
let's see.
Yes.
Only in as so far as the wall.
Yeah, you got some walls going on because this is a map that you actually get to move around on. Should you go inside the should you make it inside the walls? And you have so many tokens to manipulate. But our viewers can see everything. Ooh.
We're so small.
You are so small. So you see this orangey red energy screen, mostly orange, and the black arrows had previously explained that was sort of a deflector shield. It was designed to negate the impact from fast moving objects. I believe I referenced Stargate SG-1. The Goa'uld have force fields, but they only trigger when a fast-moving object like a plasma blast or a bullet is coming at them. But they could be circumvented by, say, a bow and arrow because it doesn't move fast enough to be considered a threat. So this shield is designed to stop like asteroids from impacting and cracking the hull or causing a breach. But if you move slow enough, you could maneuver through this. You do see that the airlocks are protected by... Each airlock has two guns mounted over it on an angle that they could actually shoot darn near. right in front of the airlock. There's very little grace. So if someone is aware that you're there, you could very likely get shot. And you should have Leif. Temros Vale would have a little bit of other information. He knows you'd have to find him. You'd probably have to use the probably passive sensors so as to not tip your hand and let the ogres know that you're actively scanning them. Should they be on watch? You don't even know that. But Vale Temros knows that there are passages inside the rock itself if you should choose that path, but you'd have to hunt for them. You could also try and sneak through the airlocks. You've got a number of options at your disposal, plus things that I didn't even, like you could, I don't know what you guys are thinking of. You guys could come up with ideas of your own.
My when I ran this, my players broke it, so I'm gonna let
but yeah, this is an enclosed shell. And since Nick is familiar with this, and the viewers can see that this is obviously, I have modified an image of a medieval style keep, so where the towers are actually like clear domed bubbles sticking out of the hull as though they were observation decks. Some of them have guns mounted on them, some of them don't. Stuff like that.
All right. So we can scan them?
You could make a perception or a computer's check to try and find some stuff. Yeah.
Oh.
What are you trying to get out of this scan? Because this is not strictly speaking starship combat. This is me improvising a thing a little bit.
Improvising? No. Unheard of.
Tell me what you want me to scan for, Jacinto. What you want?
A good entry point, like the best, perhaps somewhere that doesn't have a lot of foot traffic or something like that, that we can sneak in.
And Jacinto, right. Solid idea.
As well.
And I would say this, if you're willing to spend, okay, you can roll very high. I was going to say, if you're willing to spend the time, like, and I'm talking like 8 hours, very stealthily, very low powered, maneuvering around the asteroid, I would have let you take 20. But 28 is very good.
How about a 38?
38 is super duper good. You find a couple entrances through the asteroid itself, and I'm going to delete some blocking bits to dynamic lighting. You might want to move your tokens around the exterior so that you can get a little bit of a view. There, you find two entrances to the exterior. I will note the one on the northern end of the map has some blockage. A tiny creature could probably just walk through unimpeded. A small creature would have to make an acrobatics check to squeeze through. And anything bigger than a small creature, that you would need to actually spend about 8 minutes shifting rubble in zero gravity.
Hmm. Well, I'm tiny. Artania is small.
And but then there is a southern one where the energy field meets the asteroid face. There's kind of like an eddy of energy there.
Oh no, it's cosmic eddy. He's coming. So soon. If we had more time.
I thought you were in the Hamptons.
Well, for ease of everybody else's access, I think we should go to the southern entrance. What say you all?
Sure. Let's go check it out.
So say we all.
Okay, now my question is this. How do you want to get close without possibly alerting some manned guns of your presence?
We'll fly casual.
Yes.
Well, it's either fly casual or fly super exposed as we all just eject ourselves out of the, out of the pod.
I was going to say, we all have modes of flight, right? We can leave the intercopter behind and come in staggered formation, one, two at a time. That's going to be real hard to notice on scanners, you would assume.
Yeah. I mean,
Lahan, I'm not even going to make you roll. You're a very, very smart engineer, computer specialist, scanners.
Pilot.
Living beings on your scale would be very hard to pick up on scanners. They're more twigged to inorganic masses of a certain scale. So if you did just leave the intercopter and come in on a nearly ballistic course with some minor alterations from those of you that have jetpacks, you could just make a stealth check and you'd probably be fine.
You
don't have to do that.
I mean, it sounds like a good plan.
Yeah, I like that plan.
Yeah.
Well, who here has jetpacks?
Me.
I don't have a jetpack, but I got wings.
Well, your wings wouldn't work in vacuum, but you also have, I believe we discussed this briefly last week, you also have some cable or some rope.
Yeah, you could tie to somebody with a jetpack.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, please. I believe we, in fact... I believe we did get a lot of rope. I forgot I not only have a jetpack, I have the glider foils that I grabbed.
Nice. All right. So then... Yeah, we should be able to do this. What could go wrong? Right.
Nothing. Absolutely nothing can go wrong.
And my question is this, are you intending to take Kib in with you? Because I can throw Kib down on the map.
I mean,
do NPCs have jetpacks?
The NPCs do not have jetpacks, but if you give them some line and if you're willing to allow, because I folks at home, I'm giving my players control of Kaven, Jakardros, and Vale, and now Kib. If you're willing to take them in and you give them a little bit of line, Jakardros could ride on the back of Kib and he could trail a line behind him, hauling the others. And if you'll recall, Kib had some little micro thrusters attached to his saddle so he could actually maneuver in space.
Pretty cool. All right. Yeah, I say we should bring Kib in, right? I mean, Leif, I'm not the one controlling them. You are. So, you want to bring Kib?
Oh, gosh. Yeah, let's... I mean, I feel like that would make things a little bit easier here in terms of getting everybody in there.
Sure.
Yeah, let's do it.
There you go. Cool. So, let's get a whole host of stealth checks. I've already rolled perception checks.
Everybody?
Is good at stealth. I keep thinking Lahan is good at stealth. It's Sloane. Sloane is good at stealth.
Oh. Well,
this
tell
is
going
to be a group one. I'm going to...
Jacinto is just the best at stealth. Oops, there's a five on the die.
No. Oh, no!
As a mystic with a 14 dex.
I mean, Finn ain't doing very stealth either.
This is not a stealthy party. Why did we think this was? We always think stealth is a good idea.
Then just like,
party. And then, you know, there's always one character in the party that's like, yeah, stealth, let's do stealth. And I'll admit, I've been that guy sometimes. I'm playing a rogue in a 5e game that's, you know, on hiatus. But anyway.
Well, sometimes like, it sounds like a good idea.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So you get. You get. Oh, I'm on the wrong map. Poor Kib. Let's put you on the correct layer. Kib, you can be on the token layer. You're a token. You probably get about here.
I think Ava's probably at the front of the line and Lahan's probably at the back.
Situate yourselves in whatever formation you'd be flying through space in.
I assume Ava would probably be pulling me because Ava's the other mouthful person.
Well, I was thinking if we have like 50 feet of rope and everyone's sort of hanging onto the rope, we'd probably put Ava in the front because she's got a jetpack and Lahan in the back because she's got a jetpack. That way we can adjust, yeah. Right?
I was thinking that Finn would probably be second in line after Ava getting pulled by Ava on a rope.
Fair.
Yeah.
Kaven's somewhere in the middle.
Jacinto is also in the middle.
Ooh. Where are we flying towards?
I imagine this little break in the dynamic lighting.
That's where you were okay. Aiming for, and I need to make a measurement thing. Let's.
Oh, I hate that.
Oh. Just a couple of you are fine, but everyone else is in.
Hold on, we're all at a rope. These two can't be all the way down here.
Ben said that.
How are we stealthing anyway? Do we have anything to stealth?
So the way I'm like justifying really this, small. Yeah, you're super small. The sensors aren't geared for looking at organics, and you're not coming in full power on jetpacks. You're like doing the math and doing the calculations as a pilot would, I would imagine, and you're aiming yourself at where you need to go, and you give yourself like a nudge. And once you've given yourself that nudge, okay. You continue moving in that direction forever unless acted upon.
We're floating.
Yeah, so you're like trying to not actively light up sensors or draw attention by moving. So that's how I was justifying that. I suppose for those of you, actually, to be fair, I suppose I would allow for those of you with jetpacks to maybe make piloting checks if you would rather.
Yes, please.
I'll stick with stealth. Thank you very much.
Fair. Oh yes, that's much better. It's twice as much better.
Twice as much better.
31.
So that's let's look better. And see who stands out the most and who's in range. I have to zoom in, folks. So that's Vale and that's Finn. Vale and Finn are outside the range. Everyone else.
Nice.
I mean, Finn said that he was right up next to Ava, though. I thought
I am right behind Ava.
You need to rearrange your.
Well, then you're in.
You need
range.
To move yourself on the map.
Where, okay, well, I'm going to just put Vale Temros arbitrarily there. Everyone's in range now.
Delete that token. I couldn't control him. Vale is on the bird with Cardros.
Okay. Do we have another Vale token, or did I just mess up that token?
I don't know why I can't control that one, but I can. The one that I dragged on works just fine. So we're just
100%. So everyone's in range. The people that failed their stealth check the worst are Finn.
Oh, I didn't roll for the bird.
And Jacinto. Oh, yeah, you got to roll for Kib.
This is going to
be a bad day.
Traditionally,
did I plug in the skills for the bird? I might have.
I don't see any skills in for the bird.
All right. Well, I have a handy dandy PDF here of Alien Archive 3.
Yeah, I think
how is the spider?
Oh, right, Artanya. we're gonna find out if Artanya has stealth.
This is what happens when we.
Is Artanya hanging on to the rope? I know Artanya's got wings too. Oh, but
Artanya. Yeah. No, but Artanya's wings are not.
Void. Same as mine.
Yeah. Artanya the Danger Spider does have stealth as a skill and got a 27.
So the skill bonus that this creature companion has, I scaled its level back. It's a plus 12.
It's a plus 12. Okay. Why?
All right. Okay, so Jacinto, Finn, and Lahan redid with piloting, sorry. So Kib, please help me remember this. Kib, Jacinto, Finn, and Vale Temros are going to get shot at.
Gib, Jacinto, Finn, and Vale Temros. Yep. I've typed it in chat.
There you go.
So, and I'm going to do just in that order. Here's hoping. And an Aphelion artillery laser sends a lance of coherent light out from just above this southern airlock here in your direction. And we should probably go into an initiative order. This is going to get messy.
Why would we want to do such a thing?
Don't worry, guys. I have something for this.
You have something for this? What do you have?
Something recently discovered that just completely says nope to lasers.
Oh. Sweet.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Not no. I don't want to give. I'm not going to give this away. Let me roll my slew of initiatives here. Yeah. Does Kib act on Jakardo's turn?
It would act on Jakardo's turn.
Okay.
Yes.
Gotta look at those mount rolls.
No, my pain, Leif.
I can't find myself on the map.
You are right here.
South and east of Ava.
Oh, okay. I saw something. Ping. Oh, I just couldn't find us on the map. It's awful big.
It is big.
Located.
It is big. I apologize for that.
Oh, no. It's a beautiful map. I can't find us on it sometimes, you know? It's a problem. There you go.
Oh, when we're in 0G2. Oh, my lord.
Nah.
That means thrown weapons is it quadruple range or
no? Oh my goodness, Ava's gonna murder.
No, I'm not gonna murder.
Good luck getting those pronking shuriken back, though.
you all have such great assumptions, and I appreciate that we all recognize Ava's signature move, but you would be wrong.
It looks like Kaven gets to react first. They don't have a jetpack, though, and they're getting towed.
I mean, you only need one hand to be towed. Yeah. You got one free hand. You just can't move very
much. Yeah, that is a free hand. I mean, what?
You shoot a gun, maybe.
I mean, can we... We're so far away. What is even shooting at us?
So, I described there being guns.
Right.
at the airlock. So right here, see where I'm pinging?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's there's a gun at either one of these little tower shapes, and each one sent out two lances of red hot laser energy at you.
Hmm. Can you trick a laser?
I mean, one
probably,
might hope that they.
I think it would depend on if it was manned or not. If it was a robot, or if it was just being used as a tool.
Okay. So.
Well, in this instance, it is manned. You were spotted. I will tell you that, and you've got there's an ogre shooting at you.
Oh well. You know, Kaven doesn't like this ogre shooting at us. Not one bit. You know what? You know what he's gonna do? He is going to push off of Lahan and send himself flying back towards the ship. Off into this Ridley direction. How fast do you move in zero G?
You move your speed, and then you just keep moving it forever unless you can counteract that.
Yeah, towards the ship.
Towards the ship.
I'm saying it's that way.
Kaven, more like Craven.
Is Kaven doing anything else as he drifts away?
He drifts away. He attempts to disguise this fact from everybody and do it very quietly.
He's like, oh, maybe I was hit too.
Oh, no, I was hit. Yes, he's bluffing. I was hit. Oh, no, I'm sailing away towards the ship.
All right.
So with a 31 bluff.
Turret shot.
Lahan definitely believes him.
Ava's very concerned.
Well, you're full of concern, Ava. Feel free to respond as it's your turn now.
Ava's like, I assume that we're hooked up, like hands free, sort of.
Kaven has let go of the line.
I imagine you cabled yourself together, probably.
Yeah, yeah. So,
oh no,
so
Ava broke. I'm drifting back towards the ship. Whatever will I do?
Ava pulls a smoke grenade from her belt, pulls the pin and throws. And it's going to, let me measure here.
And I will draw your attention to, I have a folder just under where it says the black arrows. There's area effects that you can pull out. Granted, they're all green for acid because I haven't finished converting all of them, but we do have actually appropriately sized area effects now.
Oh, sweet. Lovely.
You can't fool me, Jed. I know you're going to spring like 15 acid dragons on us next week.
That must be why he did all the acid effects, yes.
Mm.
All right. Give me one second here.
Was first.
It's going to get to if the throw range is in fact quadrupled, then it's going to go to about here, which is here. And remind me, Jet, did you say that it was this tower that it's shooting from?
There were two bolts from each tower. One gun in each tower, but two bolts, as though they did a full attack.
Oh, wait, hold on. I was miscalculating. It can make it all the way here. So the smoke grenade's here, obstructing the view of this tower.
And by the way, thrown weapons have their range increment multiplied by 10.
Yeah, that's why. Yeah, I just found that. That's why I said I miscalculated. So the grenade gets all the way to the tower and explodes and is concealing the view from that tower.
Nice.
Excellent. Well played.
And I'm pretty positive that fog completely blocks laser weapon fire.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you right now that laser can't see crap now, and it's just going to be firing wildly in directions. You're not going to need to worry about that for now.
That was 40 credits, folks.
Is that all you got, Ava?
That was a move to draw and a... Well, actually, she has quick draw, so she'll also move forward 30 feet.
Oh, I thought you were going to be like, and I'll throw another smoke grenade.
God, you wish. No.
it's, if it ever gets around, you know, once it gets around to my turn, I might have something similar.
It's measuring weird, but Ava gets to there-ish.
Yep. Who else? Who was tethered to you specifically? Because they would just get pulled along. Yeah.
And Jacinto.
Oh, I think everyone's along the same tether.
Yeah, I think everyone's along the same line, which sucks for Kaven.
No, he unhooked himself.
What? No, exactly. Sucks for Kaven.
Yeah.
Dressing, you better hope he hits the Entercopter. That's all I gotta say.
I don't know if I hope that he hits the Entercopter.
I'm saying he's gotta go hope that he hits the Entercopter, otherwise.
He's totally gonna hit the Entercopter. He's got this. Don't mind Kaven, not one bit.
So if Jacinto was also tethered.
Yeah, I mean, we're all tethered to the same line.
And Lahan would probably get pulled. Kib was hauling these folks over here, I believe, right?
I guess.
It made sense because Kib could move in space as well on her own.
Yeah, no, Kib is free of the tether.
And then it's artillery laser 2 gets a chance to respond. You took out number 1. 2 is going to attempt to shoot at Kib's. Kib's such a big, beautiful target. So they're going to, I think they're just going to unload wholly on Kib.
It's not very nice.
It's a big target. I feel like the second one hits. I doubt the first one hits. What do you say, Leif, as the master of Kib?
I say as Leif, master of Kib, the first one misses, the second one hits.
Okay, so Kib, their wing spread wide, flapping out of reflex, moving mostly with the thrusters attached to the saddle. One of their wings gets singed for 15 points of fire damage due to that Aphelion artillery laser striking with a 26 to the EAC.
There is no sound in space, but Kib shrieks in pain. Well, only he can hear it.
Well, he has the environmental collar, so he shrieks and it's in that little environmental thing, and I don't know if you loop Kib into the audio network so that you can command him.
I don't need bird chittering every 15 seconds in my earpiece. I don't think Ava does.
Jakardos probably is, and Jakardos can hear it. It's Lahan's turn.
All right. In that case, Han will take a shot at the turret. You know, like Shdu. Let's see. Attacks. And I still have fun things. But not right now. Right now, we're going to use the plasma bolter to take a shot at that turret. Oh, an 18 to hit is probably not going to make it.
That's not going to hit. I just looked up the hit points and whatnot for that laser turret.
Well, I'll use my move action to combat track it. I should have done it before, but it missed anyway. And it was already checked. So,
all right.
Missed even more than we originally thought.
It's Jakardos' turn. Leif, what does your hunter soldier do?
Oh, Jakardos is absolutely 100% gonna look and converse, just combat banter with Vale Temros, making sure he's up to speed on the plan, and then is going to actually delay until Vale can go, because they're going to do something cool.
Cool. I'm excited to find out what. Finn, what would you like to do?
Let's see. Did that rope haul me anywhere?
Yeah, it moved you along with Ava. You're a little bit closer now.
You're 30 feet closer to the entrance.
And I really can't move around by myself, can I?
Nope.
Not unless you want to sort of kick off the line and just start drifting in a direction forever.
Not particularly, no. I I'm going to summon my gauntlet and photon attune, and if anything comes close enough for me to punch, I'm going to punch it. Other than that, I pass. I prepare an action to punch something if it comes within punching range.
Can Solarians manifest shields?
I can.
Yeah. I'd have to have chosen it.
Yeah. Or I guess if they... Can't you get a second manifestation down the line?
Yes.
Probably.
By sacrificing new Zenith revelations. Zenith.
Revelation. Artillery laser number one. Pew, pew, pew. Wildly into space, missing everybody. Jacinto.
Well, that's great news because it just so happens, thanks to Bumfuzzle, Jacinto has a spell gem of fog cloud. So let me just...
Neat.
Yes. And what does fog cloud do, you say? It is a bank of fog, billows out from the point you designate within range of 100 feet plus 10 feet per level. So a cool 190 feet, thanks to the Mother's Wrath gauntlet that I have on my fist that's definitely not cursed and I'm definitely not going to proc it. And then I drop a 20-foot radius circle of acid. Wait, that's the 20-foot diameter of acid. Radius would be two times... Yes, radius would be two times bigger. Either way, I drop a big old, just imagine, two times the size of that acid on that turret. And now they can't see either. And it lasts for 80 minutes. No, wait. It is. It's 80 minutes.
There you go. So, yeah, they're super blind. I'm going to safely take us out of initiative now. None of you died. But some of you got hit. What would you like to do now?
Vale and Jakardros are still going to do their cool thing.
Okay, do your cool thing. I want to.
Because I can do it in or out of combat. Jakardros seeing Kaven flying off into space, kind of nods to Vale, and Vale curls into a ball and using his athletics launches himself off of Kib towards the entrance. That's only a 21. Goodness, I'm rolling so low today, guys.
That's okay. I don't think it's that bad to kick off. Like, I don't think that's that high a DC.
Yeah, so he's going to launch himself towards that point there. While Kardros veers back with Kib towards his companion.
I love how Vale Temros does the Sonic the Hedgehog charge up and launches himself through
space. Oh, yes. Olita are phenomenal. They're so cool.
So he launches ahead of everybody and goes crashing in there.
Bounces around a little bit. How does Kaven feel about being rescued?
Oh, thank you so much for rescuing me. You're just the best leader a guy could ask for.
And you are such a great member of the team.
32 to bluff.
Whoa, down. I'm just overwhelmed. I'm so engrossed in this roleplay.
It is awfully convincing.
It's super
convincing. I mean, Kaven is much more convincing with a 32 to bluff. it's probably like, oh, thank you. I didn't think I was going to make it. I thought I might hit the intercopter, but oh, wait, are they both still drifting towards the intercopter now?
Well, they've got Kib, because
Kib can fly through space.
It should be noted that Jacinto rolled.
I'm so glad.
I'm sorry.
I'm so glad you saved me. What did Jacinto roll?
He got a 32 on his sense motive check.
That meets.
Yeah.
It's a little bit sketchy. You're not entirely sure you believe him, I don't think.
You suspect that Kaven might have just been trying. Maybe they were trying to not get shot anymore and they didn't want to. They're not very brave.
Kaven is literally just Craven.
All right. So.
How narrows his eyes.
This little energy eddy that I described right here, I've got a little description for it. And then you can move on into the next area. This is B9 energy editor.
Oh, thank goodness.
What once might have been a crystal clear energy screen has become an abattoir. There's partially butchered and mutilated bodies, some sentient. Some are Thakasa, like Kib. Some are warp moths, floating and grotesquely in the energy screen, and they're sort of gathered in this eddy, slowly churning around. And you have to make your way through this to get inside the asteroid. Jet brings the gross, apparently.
Yep.
I was going to say, is any checks involved or just it?
No, I just was setting the scene for you.
Just yep. It, then. Gross. Got it.
Fun fact, we still have life bubble for like a week.
We do.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And in this cave, there's patches of pale moss and fungus growing in sheets on the wall. To the north, there's a 5-foot-wide passageway that angles up and into darkness. And beyond that, you can see... You will be able to see something if you move that direction. You see a glint, as I'm sure some of you are possibly shedding light. At the very least, Jakardros is, because he's a human, and I did not give him the infrared armor augmentation.
Come on, Jakardros. Okay.
Bum, bum, bum.
So
you're in a moss-covered cavern in an asteroid that's in vacuum. Interesting alien moss life.
That is weird. Jacinto will, you know, take a peek down the hallway.
Peeking down the hallway. You see shaky metal trusses supporting this cavern. There's an opening into another cavern, probably about 45 feet down the way, and it's all lit by. Actually, Jakardros can see in this cavern because it's lit by the eerie green, the eerie orange glow from the energy curtain.
Well, Ava, Finn, maybe you want to take the lead down this tunnel. Maybe Kaven.
Well, of course.
Kaven's very sneaky.
You do seem like a very sneaky fellow.
Wait, where is Kaven?
Right here.
He got left outside the cavern.
No. Where is Kaven?
Oh, I see. I mean, could I make a perception check to notice this guy slinking off then?
Yeah, I don't see why not. Don't see why.
That's a 29.
Oh, Nick rolled a 31.
I did.
Nick is rolling, I think it's secret rolls, because your rolls are highlighted yellow for Kaven.
Yeah, I'm not seeing them. They might be going to...
Yeah, they think they are just going to the GM.
Yeah.
I can correct that. Make things a little easier.
I guess Jacinto will turn to, what's his name? The Bolita, whose name Jacinto remembers, Vale, and say, so, your friend, Kaven, seems to just sort of be gone. And before, when we were flying through space, he sort of ejected himself from the line and said it was an accident. I don't know, though. What's up with that?
I'm having to reload my Firefox for some reason. It just froze on me.
Just gone. Just vanished.
And I think I was trying to ask Vale about it, but Vale's not saying anything about it.
Oh, I'm not actually going to roleplay any of these characters that I only have, like, information from 5 minutes ago. I trust Jet to do that.
Okay, everyone else was making the attempt, so I was leaving some, who were you mentioning that to? Because I was multitasking.
Vale.
no, he... Cavens, he's always been a sneaky one. He's one of the few that only volunteered due to it being the better alternative. He was going to serve a prison sentence otherwise. But he's proven himself to be a true black arrow over the years. There's no reason to doubt him. He must have gotten hung up or spotted something of interest to us out there. Maybe he's watching the turrets.
Oh, of course. Sure. All right. Well,
we could go check on him if you'd like. Maybe they're out there.
I suppose so. I mean, we really could use every hand we can get to take back an entire space fort.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. Steer Artanya out to the lip of the force field here and, you know, peek out.
All right. Artanya, let's make a perception check because Kaven's obviously hiding.
I mean... Jacinto on Artanya.
Oh, yeah. Well, make
or God. If you'll let him be God, he'll be God.
I mean, it has been you have been talking a little bit. If you think Kaven would have just kept moving, then Kaven would have probably...
Yeah, he's trying to get back to the intercopter.
Well, what's interesting, though, is if you just push off and you're floating, Jacinto would see that, probably. Because he's not sensors designed to not look at organics. There's a good chance Jacinto would see that. Yeah. Yeah. Then Jacinto would probably let everyone else know that. And I don't know how Jacardos would act, Leif. What do you think?
You're right. I suppose Kaven would hide in that case, you know, because they would probably try and rescue him again.
Very pesky, that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah.
I tell you what, if he doesn't want to help us, I don't know, man. He doesn't seem like he's very useful to your cause if he's not going to help you take back his home.
He must be doing something to help us. He is a rather sneaky sort. Maybe he's going to sabotage something.
If you say so.
I've served many years with him. I cannot believe that he would just abandon us in our hour of need.
I could, but I'm pretty good at reading people. And this, dear listener, is why Tom doesn't like playing Call of Cthulhu.
You don't like doing an abandon.
No, but my personal feelings aside,
all right.
Jacinto
gave me the character who was going to try and run away. First chance he got. That's what he did.
Yeah. Well, you know what? He can, Kaven can go pronk himself. I hope he floats off into the void of space. We're trying to help his sorry ass.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
see if he floats off into the void of space? What does he roll for that?
Do you want him to try and get back to the intercopter after a while?
Yes.
Is that okay?
Eventually he will launch off and try to go take that helicopter.
All right. I would say...
Make it as he's off drifting through space, Ava's just like swinging the helicopter keys, just like, glad I took these.
I would say either acrobatics or piloting would make the most sense, because it's all about your trajectory and being able to point yourself at something very distant and small, and you have to get it 100% right in one go.
Okay. This sheet does not appear to have taken the fact that this is a level 7 operative.
Weird.
Well, just in that, like, I guess everything's marked as a class skill. Yes, that should be enough. All right. Acrobatics it is. 26.
Yes, I will make a note of things. And we can move on from here. Ava and Jacardos, you see some movement in the cavern ahead of you.
Regrettably, both of their brains are one brain, and that brain is not here right now.
That brain wandered away.
Up there they are.
Swinging the intercopter.
Leif's always waiting in the shadows. They're Batman.
Much like Ava. Oh my god.
So Leif, Jakardros and Ava see something in the shadows up there. How far away is that person? Let's measure.
Not now they do.
Yeah, now, yeah, you step, you see a creature. They are serpentine. They're not very big. Bat-like wings, vibrant blue eyes, reddish, mauve to red to pink coloration. The membranes are sort of a pinkish red. If you wanted to make a life sciences check, you could probably identify this creature.
Yeah, Ava motions Jacinto to come up and make a life science check.
Jacinto can do that. Comes up with Artania and rolls. Come on, roll 20. Oh, that's a 3 on the die for a total of 14. I have no idea.
Ricardo's actually did better than you, and he's also a wild warden, so I think he gets a bonus to that.
Mm.
All right, yeah, Jakardros, of all people, Jakardros is the one to identify it. It's an electrovore.
What's that?
What
is that?
Space rats. They're the equivalent of rats on Absalom Station.
Hmm. Yeah.
Electric rats.
Electric rats, yes.
And not the fuzzy Pikachu kind.
No, they're one-trick ponies with little shocky things.
Bum.
Yeah, they're
plasma weapons might not be a good choice here.
Mm. Yeah. Well, I don't know how I didn't recognize that. Honestly, if they're electrovores, the DC might be 10. Whatever, it doesn't matter.
I was shooting for a 15, and you rolled 14.
Yeah, it is what it is.
It's just like it's on the tip of your tongue, and you're like, I've seen them.
Seen them. Nearly got eaten by one once. Don't ask.
Rackus had one as a pet briefly.
Called it a pet. It wasn't really a pet.
He just shoved it in his closet and didn't tell mom and dad.
Well,
so what would you like to do? You see an electrovore in front of you.
Ava will motion for those who are not sneaky to stay back a little bit. And then try and sneak forward here.
Only a 20.
Oh, you're so stealthy.
Natural toot. Toot, 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 toot.
Yeah. This electrovore rolled poop, and as you get right there, you notice that there's another electrovore around the corner. And I will roll for that one. It's probably it notices you, and it turns to you, and it opens its mouth as though it's hissing.
Do they have like collars on or something, or can they breathe in the vacuum?
They look
space?
A little bit different than normal electrovores.
Fair enough. Say no more, say no more.
Can Ava attempt a survival check to make them not friendly, but indifferent?
Yeah, you can make them indifferent or scare them away or something.
Yeah. Ava will, be having been seen, will come around the corner and pull some of her survival ration. No, some of the food she scrounged up yesterday. She'll pull some leftovers out and offer those up. 24.
Always offer them a hamburger.
Yeah.
Well, seeing as how they're CR2, and I think that to affect them, it's what, 15 plus 1.5 their CR. You super do it. You calm them down. You put a little pile of food in the corner, and they go over there to munch on it. They ignore you.
Ava pulls a full T-bone steak out of one of her tiny little side pouches and throws it in the corner.
Excellent. And it doesn't fall in the corner. It just flaps against the wall.
Yeah, slaps the cartoonish like meat juice splat and kind of slides down the wall. Yeah, exactly.
Oh.
And I will fully describe this room to you now, the room that contained the electrovores. The floor, walls, and ceiling of this cave are coated from floor to ceiling in soft, dark gray fungus. There are several crates stacked in a nook to the northwest, which is actually where I had the electrovores go to nibble because I forgot that it was northwest and not northeast, so they're over here nibbling. And this cave, as you walk into it, and you see that the crates are undisturbed, Vail Temros is like, excellent. The ogres never found this cavern. This is our backup. This is our emergency armory.
Oh. Sorry, that got Tom really excited, and then he remembered he's playing a mystic.
He was excited.
You don't need to be too excited, because this is like, I'll let you see what you found.
Excitement gone.
Mew. That's okay though.
Yeah, but any ammunition you want to take, if any of you just wants to have a rifle, like Vail Temros would probably maybe take the auto target rifle just in case he couldn't get into melee. That sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, none of that looks useful to me. You know, for me is what I'm saying. I'm sure it's useful for somebody. Lahan, can you do you want any gestures to auto target rifles? You like long arms?
Auto target rifle, perhaps. Yeah.
I mean, you're welcome to any and all of this. Without you, we wouldn't even have a chance to retake the fortress. And like, even after we leave, assuming we survive, feel free to come back and just take whatever you want out of here. There's only three of us now. We don't need that much.
Thank you very much.
I like how the one who wasn't the leader has become the leader, because I like doing his voice.
I mean, he does have a great voice.
It's true.
I'll go ahead and add all of those to our loot sheet then, because 24 long swords is like 2.5 long swords in cost, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Also, pretty awful, honestly, in terms of long swords. Rates.
Can you imagine dumping that out at a pawn shop type place? Just, and all of these.
And I have these, and then all these star knives, and you know, like just, and I go.
Is adventurer pocket change?
Yeah, yeah.
Adventurers just carry their pocket change in rifles.
Now you go to buy coffee at Starbucks. People? You go to buy coffee at Starbucks and you're like, here's a longsword.
Have a Corona laser pistol.
Space bucks. Here's a Corona laser pistol. Don't worry, I don't need change when they start giving you individual bullets. you just drop the bullets in the tip jar.
That's exactly how you buy things in space.
Mm-hmm. All right. And there's a passage to the north, and you see a passage heading sort of east.
Let's go to the north.
Okay. Let's do it.
Do it. All right. I'm going to describe this, and then I would like whoever's in the lead, like, it could be not just one person, like, whoever's close, like, whatever two or three people are closest to the front, I would like perception checks. But this is a deep ravine, and it's stretching across this cavern, and it's A deep ravine stretches across this cavern, splitting the room in half. There are geodes and veins of glittering minerals shimmering along the walls of the chasm, which drops away down into, like, pitch darkness. There is a 10-foot-wide scaffold of metal spanning the gulf, as though someone could pull their way across. I haven't been making a big deal of zero G because it is not second nature for me, but you're still not in gravity yet.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter as much out of combat.
Yeah. Yeah. And it'll be let me switch over so I can see. Perception, 14. Veltemros, 13.
Oh, you want a perception check from me?
If you think you would be towards the front, then yes.
Yeah, I'd be up with Ava. I was before. 27.
Oh, that's exactly what you needed. As you get a little bit closer, you notice nestled in amongst the scaffolding, you see a detonator attached to a cluster of three frag grenades.
Woof. Lahan, we have a pup? What?
But Mark.
Oh.
For some reason, I didn't write that in the trap section, but let me look in the handout. Mark II frag grenades.
That may be dangerous. Yeah, we should disarm those instead of just letting them go off.
Yeah, let's disarm them. Engineering or computers? Engineering?
Engineering, yeah.
That's a 45.
You super do it, and you now have in your possession a detonator and three Mark II frag grenades. What, Judy?
Nice.
Yes.
We do like a
detonator and three Mark II frag grenades, you say?
I remember having fun with detonators and grenades.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, if you hook a detonator to a stack of wonder grenades, I wonder.
Oh my god.
Oh gosh, that'd be glorious.
You take up, you know, like 45 minutes of the show.
We have a macro for the
I did macro it, so it's not like it would take two.
No, I'm exaggerating greatly. I think this is something that we should do once.
Yes. Once for laughs. We had the perfect moment for it though.
Oops. That cannot be the same pup. That cannot be the same.
Oh my gosh, so big!
I got to see them recently. They're all so cute. And they're all so huge.
Oh my goodness gracious.
Just keep that getting bigger.
They had so much poops.
Oh, I bet.
Puppies
do poop a lot.
That's what they do. Oh.
And I'm assuming you're going to move across the scaffolding post-disarmament, correct?
Sure.
As you're moving across, feel free to make a perception check.
Oh, feel free, huh?
Feel free. You don't have to, but feel free.
You know I love perception checks, unless I roll an 8.
33.
Okay.
That's why I also have perception, to back up when Jacinto rolls badly.
Lahan, you notice at the bottom of this ravine, you see a metallic glint. It looks manufactured. It doesn't look like it's like an ore vein or something like that, and it's not light. It's not like a geode or something. So you see something unusual down there that you might want to investigate.
Or
you could ignore it. That's up to you. It's just unusual.
I jetpack down there.
Okay, you find the corpse of a gnome. You suspect that they were a prospector. They have like a little mining lamp on their head. They've got a broken flask, some miner's tools in their possession. And if you rifle their pockets, I'm just going to show you. Mm-hmm. If you rifle their pockets, there are a couple garnets. It's not a bus blade, a buzz blade dueling sword with a ghost killer fusion, all in their possession.
A bus blade? Is that
not a bus blade. Uses? It's supposed to be a buzz blade, but
you should hit them with a bus.
I was.
No, I think it's got to be a bus blade now.
Okay, fine. It's a bus blade.
What bus uses in the arena?
Is it? Jeez. Is it a fusion or a fusion seal?
It's just a fusion.
Lame.
No, we can No, fusion is what you want. Fusion seals are lame.
They're just all the kind that you want.
I thought fusion seals were the ones you could transfer.
They are.
That is the kind of benevolent GM, right?
If you have the necessary time and whatnot, you can transfer that.
The reason I say that, Leif, is because it costs you half price to transfer a fusion that's on one weapon to another weapon. Whereas fusion seals are limited by... you buy it as, you know, Ghost Killer level 9, meaning you can only plug it onto weapons of level 9 or lower forever.
Yeah.
But this Ghost Killer fusion could be transferred onto a level 20. Anyway, that's
Oh, interesting.
Fusions are, yeah, they didn't do what they wanted fusion seals to do, I think. Because it's just cheaper to buy it on a level 2 weapon and then transfer it up to level 20 if you can.
Indeed.
So, yep, feel free to move your tokens up into B14 and across that scaffolding.
B14.
Where, I don't see numbers.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah, here. This is B14. I apologize. I wrote them on the wrong level. I was dumb.
Oh, how embarrassing.
And there is a tunnel continuing even further north.
Wow.
Goodness, this is a huge map.
Or perception checks, is that what you need?
If is that you what you want?
Like it, I haven't asked already.
Is that what you want from us? Tell me. Oh, well, I hope we needed one. Good Lord. Well, it's my only nat 20 of the game, guys.
I can't roll well on perception tonight.
All right. So, Ava, as you're very carefully moving down this tunnel, you see there's an offshoot to what would be on your left-hand side of the tunnel. It's a little small, slightly narrow offshoot, but it looks like it's been machined. And ooh, you see that it opens into a wider cavern, and it contains 20 7-foot wide, 2-foot high niches. In each rests an ancient body of a long dead sentient being. The remains bear ceremonial armor and weapons, but one of the bodies has been pulled from its niche, and it's just in a jumbled heap floating close to the floor. And you see, like, the occasional little, and what I'm going to give you with your perception check is you see, like, the little occasional glimmer of, like, a ethereal sort of light flashing inside, like, the remains.
Ava inspects it closer.
If you inspect it closer, please feel free, everyone, move your tokens. Because right now, everyone's just way down the hall.
All right.
Oh, this is the thing that I found. Okay. Yep.
It's just a really big map. It's hard to know when we should advance and when we shouldn't advance.
Oh, I need to bring Kib. You all abandoned Kib.
No. Did you not hear me? Cardros told Kib to bring up the rear, so Kib is kind of like one room back.
Oh, okay.
Making sure everybody's...
Okay, I still need to bring Kib up, but...
Oh, I got him.
Okay, Finn, and I know Lahan is going to hang back. I didn't know if you were going to hang back all the way on a different...
Not all the way, no, but probably like near the entrance. Under someone.
But Ava, as you go up to inspect the remains and maybe reach out to poke at them or touch them, I'm going to ask for initiative. But because you made that amazing roll, there is no surprise as a ghost rises from the remains.
Ghost!
Quick, the ghost killer buzz blade.
I was going to... I assume that, yeah, that's what... that was there for.
Whoa, 19 on initiative. Speedy Gonzalez Jacinto.
There I am.
Yeah, there's so many tokens for everyone to control.
So many tokens. That was what I thought. He's going to run away at the first possible chance. I was like, yes. Yes, that is exactly. Yep.
And Leif is like, let me have all the soldiers.
Soldier squad.
Yeah, we've given Leif a soldier squad. It's true.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Soldiers.
Better him than me, though. I don't know.
Soldiers in a half plate. All right, we've got Ava. We've got Jacinto. We've got Lahan. We need to get Finn. And then the soldier squad.
Oh, sorry. I'm just laughing at this. Nearly 10,000 credits. 10,000 credits for 2d6 damage. give me a break.
And what, kinetic damage at that.
What a joke.
Honestly, if you don't want to use the Ghost Killer Buzzblade, your shuriken will do just fine, because ghosts, if it is a ghost, I don't know that we rolled to recognize that it's a ghost.
You did not roll.
Tom knows that ghosts are damaged by energy weapons.
One half for energy yeah. weapons?
Yep. Half for magical damage is the deal.
Right.
So you could always ask Jacinto what this thing is. And then Jacinto could make a check on his turn.
Oh, it's okay. No, I got a thing for this.
Okay, Dracardros, Lahan, Ava, Jacinto, Vale, I think. Oh, we're just waiting on Finn. Or did Finn roll and it just didn't make it to the tracker?
Oh, I had an initiative rolled. Are we doing a new one?
Yes.
Okay. I don't think my last one made it to the tracker. I did a roll semi recently. I do that quite often, though. There you go.
There it is. We're all in order. Ava, you get to respond first with your supernaturally keen reflexes.
Ava kind of like jumps back and recoils and just, Jacinto, what is that? And is going to delay until after Jacinto tells her what the hell that is.
Ava jumps back, so you drift 30 feet back.
No.
Oh, no!
Make your check to see if you're off kilter. No. Jacinto, what would you like to do?
Free action, make a mysticism check to determine what the heck this thing is.
Sure.
That is a 34.
It's super a ghost.
That's super a ghost. It's a super ghost. Watch out, Ava.
Oh, no. Oh,
there's not a super ghost.
There's an S on a shield on its chest.
No. It's okay. That just means, what did it mean? Peace? Happiness?
Hope. It means hope.
Hope. Oh, that's the one. Yes.
Jeez. In my language, it means hope.
So I get to know some things about it. Does it have any special abilities?
It
specifically here. Let me narrow it down. Like offensive abilities.
Well, it's a spellcaster. It's got some offensive spells.
Good to know. That's okay.
It's got. You don't want to let it touch you. It can do bad things with its touch.
Bad touch. Bad touch.
Corrupting touch.
My whole body is a no-no square.
Corrupting gaze. It's an unfriendly individual, and it can share bad things with you.
Corrupting. And Ava is right next to it.
Oh, no!
All right, well, I guess Jacinto is going to begin a heckin' summon, because why not?
Now, the question is, are your summons void-adapted?
Oh, I just, you gotta think outside the box, my friend. Do my summons need to breathe if they're archons?
Fair.
Or a protean.
Archon might be fine, but I didn't know if you were gonna try and summon the Crest Eater and it was just gonna immediately start asphyxiating.
Oh, that would be horrific.
Why would Tom do that?
Come on, Jet.
You monster.
I didn't know if Tom was just gonna default to the big guns and not think about it.
Tom is always thinking.
Right, so you start summoning. So
I begin summoning, yes. So anyway,
the way you say that, Tom is always thinking.
Tom thinks good.
I don't mean to go all Terry Crews on Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
All right. Is Artanya going to do anything?
Artanya is going to... Artanya has a climb speed. So, and Artanya is adjacent to a wall. So is it safe to assume that I've been climbing on the wall to avoid the whole zero G thing?
I would say that is 100% fair, in my opinion.
Thank you. You're a kind and benevolent GM. I'm going to get the heck out of Dodge. Artanya brings Jacinto over here. So Jacinto can still see what's going on, but he's less of a target than poor Ava. So
yeah.
Did I get any other info, by the way, with a 34?
I mean, it has a number of offensive spells. Would you like particular offensive spells? It has Corrupting Touch, Corrupting Gaze. It has a Frightful Moan.
Any weaknesses?
Weaknesses? No.
Yeah, that's fine. It's okay, we just need to... Anytime I think... Does he have any weaknesses? I think Hades in Disney's Hercules. And then, you know, yeah.
Yes.
So,
yes.
That, but I don't know, you know, a proper riff off of that. So I end my turn.
Oh, right. It's Vale Temros's turn, it's Leif.
Actually, Ava's turn, because she delayed until after Jacinto. Okay.
Well, then I'm going to move Ava up here.
Please do. Hearing that, Ava's going to actually yell out to Vale, back this way, there's a ghost! And, God, yeah, she's actually going to delay until after Vale, now that I think about it. She's going to, here's what she's doing. She is moving back here, so she doesn't have to delay. She's moving back here. Quick drawing the ghost killer sword and waiting to throw it to him for when he comes up. And then Vale is going to roll on up through here.
Fair. All right.
Ba-boom. So that's not even his full move speed. He'll move to there and then he will take the ghost killer sword from Ava.
Okay. And now it's your third turn, Jakardros.
Who will also storm up into this area here. See the ghost and actually attack because he is ranged. Oh yeah, no, actually he's gonna do a thing. He's gonna hunt this foe. So move action to move up there and then move action to hunt foe, which means he gets a bonus to hit. I'm pretty positive. You know, Hunter was actually what Iris was.
Really?
Were they really?
Yeah. They never used their special ability because I really never, like, there was never really a good time to use it.
Yes.
That's unfortunate.
It's hard to swing.
To be fair, Ava's special ability has come up, like, 4 times in 36 episodes.
For sure. So he actually needs to make a survival check. And it needs to beat the 15 plus 1.5 time the creature's CR, so probably doesn't make it with an 18, unless that this is like a CR 2 ghost.
Yep, it is it does not make it.
Okay, so the hunter's mark does not apply, or whatever you want to, whatever legally distinct time zone's going with.
The foe does not feel hunted.
No, indeed not. But it is the foe's turn.
It is the foe's turn. Okay, I didn't know if you were done. It is now the foe's turn. I think the foe's going to fixate. Actually, the foe is not going to fixate. The foe has... Poop. Oh, poop. Jacinto and Artanya are outside the range, but I got 3 people inside the range. I'm gonna do this. I'm going to do a frightful moan, and you're going to hear it in your mind and in your soul.
Oh no.
I need you all 3 of those soldiers to make will saves or become frightened for 2d4 rounds. DC 17. Ava makes it. Ava's had a brush with supernatural evil and didn't like it. Vale Temros, the mighty wrathful warrior, fails in their resolve. Jakardros Sovark, the jaded elderly human, is like, nope, not dealing with that nonsense. Gonna get ready to shoot you.
Hold on. Give me 1 second here. I think I might have done something wrong with this guy. Okay. So, I should have remembered this, and I should have done this thing, and I'd really like to not have to deal with fear effects. Can he have been frenzied?
Well, you displayed toughness to me. Nope. But if
I didn't even need to click on that, ignore that.
Yeah,
he definitely.
As a swift action, if they moved, I could see them going into a frenzy. Yes.
Yeah. Sorry, there's three soldiers and a bird that I'm keeping track of.
100% understandable. I could definitely see. So they all succeed. None of them are frightened. Their souls are made of steel, and it's now Finn's turn.
Soldier boys and girls.
Soldier boys and girls. Aqua reunion. They just do a rehash of their Barbie girl song, but for the troops.
But all so it's Finn?
It's Finn's turn.
Alrighty. I'm still attached to a rope, aren't I?
I mean, you could not be. You're in a cavern, so there's handholds to make your way through.
Okay. What are the rules for moving through this kind of stuff again?
All right. Environmental rules moving in 0G. A creature that moves in a given direction continues to move in that direction at the same speed at the beginning of each turn, of its turn each round, without taking any action. It must move the full distance unless it's able to change its motion by latching onto an object or creature, pushing off in a new direction, or creating thrust of some kind. A creature that runs into a solid object during its movement must succeed at a DC 20 acrobatics check or athletics check to safely stop its movement. Failure means that that creature gains the off-kilter condition. If a creature runs into another creature during its movement, both creatures must make the check to avoid being off-kilter. A creature anchored to a solid object, such as by its boot clamps or available with most armor, receives a +4 bonus to this check. An off-kilter creature gains a zero gravity. Creature in a zero-gravity environment can steady itself as a move action that requires a surface to grab onto or some method of propulsion. Alternatively, that creature can throw a single item weighing at least 4 bulk for medium creatures, blah, 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 blah. If provided sufficient handholds, a creature with a climb speed... If provided with sufficient handholds, a creature with a climb speed can move along at a wall at full speed. Ask any creature that succeeds at a DC 20 acrobatics or athletics check. So if you just want to crawl along the walls, you can make an athletics or a acrobatics check.
It might do good at that. I've got those.
Yep. And that's the breakdown on zero gravity, people that are listening. I haven't had to deal with it much. I apologize. So you don't...
Nope.
You don't make that.
What happens?
It literally doesn't say what happens there. I would assume.
I think you just sort of don't move.
Yeah, I think you just kind of, you're like,
Finn tries to move, does not quite make it.
Yeah.
I'm going to take the reaction check. What's going on over there?
Yeah, you could try again, because that's not a full action. Like, that could be your second, your standard action could be a move. You could try and crawl again.
I'll really still take my reaction yelling out of the corner because I don't know what's going on over there because I can't see around the corner.
Well, there's a ghost in here and I just sort of moaned at Ava.
Rudely.
Coming!
In a scary way.
There you go, I got that move. So I can move regular speed or half speed?
It just says, feel free to butt in for those of you with more experience with 0G. It just says, Move at full speed, as can any creature that succeeds at a DC 20 acrobatics or athletics check.
Yeah, yeah, it's stopping. That's the hard part.
I'll stop right there.
Fair enough.
I'm crawling out on the wall, and I got a 28 athletics to do that, so.
Cool. Lahan. And Lahan, I think that, seeing as how it's 14-2, we're going to end when you finish your turn.
Ooh, shiny. Let's see, do I have line of sight? I should check this before my turn. I apologize. I do indeed, Luby, go. Oh no! The plasma boulder doesn't have a fusion on it. What was I thinking?
Oh, it's still magical damage. It's still magical damage because it's energy.
Oh, right. Yeah, because it's electric and fire. I shoot the plasma boulder at that darn goose.
Now you're shooting through a hallway with a bunch of people. Would that be soft cover?
I combat track. And yes, it will have soft cover.
All right.
I don't think I can make more than one path through these guys.
You still make it, though.
23 versus EAC for 12 electric and fire damage.
So half of that.
Better than nothing.
I mean, what are you going to do? It's a goose.
It is a goose. It is actually it's a species of, what is it? Esperaca. And it's goose themed. So it's a goose. There you go.
Gustav. The bird, I bet his name people. Is Gustav.
Bird goose. That's like extra rude. Birds are rude. And ghosts are rude.
And it wasn't a whale at you, Ava, and the soldier squad. It was a honk. It was a
honk.
Oh no. Go, soldier squad, go.
I think that's where we're gonna stop. I hope you all had fun. This was a little bit different.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. We made it in. Now we just have to liberate the rest of the fort.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Goose ghost.
I have, so I don't forget, I've placed my summon on the field. And it is indeed a protean. Because the consensus between Shades and I is like most planar creatures probably don't breathe.
That's fair.
Think. The protean comes from the maelstrom. So
that would be very rude.
I don't think they breathe.
Summon something and then murder it because it can't breathe.
Yeah.
If you had summoned that crest eater, we'd be talking about suffocation rules, I think.
Yeah, I mean, I could summon the Kasarik. The Kasarik has fast heal too.
I guess it could just out heal its suffocation, probably.
Yeah, that'd be painful and bad, though.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it'd be horrifying, and Cento wouldn't really be on board with that.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad to have Nick back. I'm glad we did our episode. It felt odd not having a game on Sunday, Tom. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. But
we don't have one this week either.
Yeah.
Things is things. And,
things is things. It is not a dig, Tom. I just wanted to state that it felt odd.
I empathize.
But I'd like to thank Paizo for their wonderful adventure path. Leif, who do we have to thank for the mood music that we had going on in this episode?
Relax Cafe Music and White Bat Audio, as always, 100% free on YouTube, 100% awesome.
Awesome. And I would like to thank my wonderful players and the viewers. I think this is the furthest I've gotten in Rise of the Rune Lords. So this is going to be all new to me.
Sweet.
It's very exciting.
Pretty excited about that.
Yeah.
This Sunday, we've got nothing going on, I think. Or do we have secret thing happening, maybe?
We're still on vacation this week.
Yes.
We'll be back next week.
Yes, we will be back on the date will be the 16th is the beginning of book 3.
And we will try and remember to do an announcement this Sunday so people are not confused.
Yeah.
We're all busy being on vacation.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I got vaccinated and that means I can see family again and being safe, because you can still, believe it or not, you can still get sick if you have the vaccination.
It's
so don't lick into sidewalks. But
all it takes is a natural one.
Yeah. Finn can speak from experience. Finn's been sicker than all y'all, and they're the most resistant to disease out of any of you.
Very true. Yes, he is.
Next week, we should continue exploring Rannoch. Hopefully, I'll see some ogres. And hopefully, you'll survive this ghost.
We'll survive the ghost. Ghosts are always scary.
Maybe I'll get to corrupt someone.
I hope it's one of the NPCs. Oh, go corrupt Kaven. He sucks.
But he's not here. And there's something about Ava that's calling to this ghost, this goose.
I swear to God, Chad.
If any of you have any questions or comments or shout outs, or you notice something maybe we hecked up when we were publishing in our podcast and there's some silence that happens sometimes, please let us know. Do not hesitate to let us know. We can fix things, or we can talk to you. We're nice. We promise. If you're listening to us at this point, it's 36 episodes in, you like us a little bit, feel free to come talk to us. For those of you that don't already, you can email us at nonstandardaction@gmail.com. And I'm at the point where I need you all to submit some more icebreaker questions. It's getting a little thin. There should be if you're on our Discord, there's a saved link or post or pinned post. It should be on is it the Star-Lord's channel, Nick, or is it just the feedback channel?
It's definitely in the feedback channel, and I think it's also in the welcome channel.
Okay. Yeah. Please go there. Give me more questions to work my way through, because I think I've been working at them the longest, so I'm running low.
That's gonna run out first. Because short episodes, Pathfinder Adventure Path.
Yeah.
And I think that it's about time we say goodbye to everybody.
Goodbye to everybody.
Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye, everybody. I need to do the thing.